1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Celebrations in Israel Saturday as four hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza were rescued from captivity during a costly raid that left dozens dead. It's welcome news for Israeli leaders, but may mean more pressure to accept a ceasefire deal with Hamas. This man's nephew, Avraham Munder, is still being held.
Take the deal. Agree to end this war. Save lives and bring them all back home.
President Biden, continuing his trip to France, commented on the return of the hostages, pledging that the work won't stop until all are brought home. South Korea says it will start using loudspeakers to broadcast anti-Pyongyang material in retaliation against North Korea, sending hundreds of balloons filled with trash over the border. Haiti's newly selected prime minister has been hospitalized, the latest in a series of political turmoil for the island nation. It's not clear why Gary Kinnear was hospitalized. This is ABC News. Millions of people across the Southwest are baking under extreme heat this weekend as triple-digit temperatures extend from Southern California to Texas and up to Colorado. In Phoenix, the city opening up centers overnight so those on the street can cool down and recharge. This man took advantage.
It is hot out here. It's getting hot now.
Professor of Atmospheric Sciences Andrew Dessler at Texas A&M University says extreme heat is only going to get more common.
Climate change is making everything hotter. And then you add on top of that the fact that summers are always hot. And so we can expect a hotter than normal summer.
Las Vegas seeing record temperatures this time of year on Friday, reaching 110 degrees. The PGA Tour reporting progress on a potential merger deal following face-to-face meetings between its negotiating committee and the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia, the financial backer of the rival golf league LIV. Among the negotiators, PGA star Rory McIlroy, who called the talks productive. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was a night school. Uh-huh. And my very first day, I walk up the stairs and there in the lobby is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, oh my God, I wish I had gotten into real estate. That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay here with rocker Terry Barr, Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Locally hand-blowing glass, 3 locations in Madison, and you can shop online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home now at MoveToMadison.com. Let's kick the night off with a double dip of the flavor that kills. Hip to be square. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Mama,
Maxink on Civic Media. We are local music, the flavor that kills. That is the American dream. Hip to be squared before that. Of course, a double dip happens at the top of the every hour here on Maxink Radio. Hello, everybody. GBK Rocker Terry Barr with
hello,
you.
Hello.
How what's happening, doing? Jimmy?
Good, good. Original local music from Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Another Saturday night across the Civic Media radio network.
Here we are, boys.
So what do you think the flavor that kills actually is? Like, is it like...
I think it's a double dip chocolate with
eggs,
caramel.
Oh, no, eggs.
Yeah.
Oh.
Killed Jimmy K right there.
Yeah, Jimmy K allergic to eggs.
Pretty excited about this. We announced last week that the flavor that kills will be playing at Woodfest Saturday, July 27th on the Luther Allison stage, Rocker.
And that's your stage, isn't it, Jimmy K?
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Uh-huh.
That stage is going to be rocking this
it
year.
It is.
Super excited about Atwood Fest. Mm-hmm. Of course, the last full weekend in July always, July 27th, 28th. Rocker, you're the Atwood Fest man. what's your, what is, if you had one sentence for Atwood Fest
this year, what would that be? Ooh.
We have our legacy bands. We have brand new bands that have never played. And we're bringing in bands that are not only Wisconsin and local, but also from Barcelona, Spain, from Nashville, from Louisville, Kentucky, from New Orleans. There's just a huge mix.
Jeez.
How about you, Terry?
Doesn't get any better than that, does it?
It's pretty cool.
It's a little bit of everything for everyone.
It is.
It really is. And you're going to ask me who I'm looking forward to?
Yes.
Dusty Bowl.
Oh, I knew it.
You know. I cannot wait. He and I have been messaging each other. I send him little hearts. He sends me hearts back.
That's very sweet.
It's very cool. Oh, he has a girlfriend. I have a husband. Whatever. It's all good. Brian thinks he is like one of the most extraordinary guitar players he has ever seen.
Really?
He really is good.
Wow. That's a compliment coming from Brian.
It is. And he doesn't say that about just anyone. So.
Mm-hmm. And I would have to say, I contacted their agent, right? Dusty mm-hmm. Bowe's agent. And I said, hey, what would it take to get Dusty Bowe to Atwood Fest? And they're like, well, geez, they start kind of thinking about it. I'm like, well, a little birdie told me that Dusty wants to play Atwood Fest. And the agent's like, oh, well, then we'll have to make this happen.
And I think they are. Can you imagine what it goes into organizing? Not just what you're doing with Atwood Fest Rocker, but what some of these bands then try to do as they get to Atwood Fest and go home again.
Yes.
Booking shows.
Well,
all the way. Yeah.
Well, I mean, when it really comes down to it, I can't book a band from Spain or a band from, New Orleans.
Right.
Or just have them come here.
Right.
They have to have other stuff going on. Mm-hmm. So actually, the way it kind of works is Atwood Fest becomes the anchor of their tour. And then they start booking shows on the way to Atwood Fest and on the way to home from Atwood Fest. So, Julian Primo, he's doing that from New Orleans. This sparked a whole kind of tour with him.
Yeah.
And same with Parker Barrow.
Yep. And I think Dusty the same. Yeah. And Dusty's working on new music right now. So his touring has taken a little bit of a time off. But in knowing that he wanted to play here, I think he's adding some other shows because why not?
I love the bands are making Atwood Fest in Madison a hub to stop to, or an acre hub on their tour. We got to mention, of course, Atwood Fest, part of the Festy festival season in Madison. Marquette Waterfront Festival is happening right now down in Yarhara Park.
And tomorrow.
And tomorrow, too. Mm-hmm. So
beautiful day expected tomorrow. I mean, now it turned out quite lovely, but
the rain
tomorrow's
is done
supposed
for the
to
night.
Be great.
Yeah. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We'd love to hear from you tonight, see what's going on with you and what festivals you're looking forward to this season. You can call or text us from the Civic
Media. We got a text.
Well, we do.
We do.
That was fast.
Already? You gotta love this from the 414. It's Tom in New Berlin. Tom, hey, thank you. And he said, Max Inc. Radio, Saturday love to you.
Love to you, Tom. Thank you for calling
in.
Oh,
that's so good.
Rocket, we got a good show for the people tonight. What's coming up?
Dustin Boyle is coming up. He just messaged me. I think he's right outside the door. So we'll hear about, he's doing the Gamma Ray Bar. He used to do sound at the Frequency and all the recording there. Well, he's over at Gamma Ray. So we're going to get a check-in on the new bar here in Madison. And Jim Malott, Pride Fest Milwaukee. We're going to be calling him up to find out a bit about Pride Fest. All kinds of good things happening.
The parade is happening
out there
tomorrow in Milwaukee.
Yes, and Civic Media has a whole crew that will be in the parade.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob LaFollette, COPA, which is the music, it has a music industry night. It's Community Organizations Promoting the Arts, COPA. We're going to hear all about what that is and what's going on with their music industry night.
Very cool.
Maybe even a little El Donk on the side. Live in the Lair tonight, Marta the Piano Girl. She's coming in from Sun Prairie. This is going to be a really good show and a lot of time. Good time. And Max Inc. After Hours, 10 to 12 a.m. tonight.
With Rob Roberts. Don't forget to call or text us from the Civic Media app. This band was on for an interview a couple weeks ago. The podcast is available right now at maxincradio.com. It's Bestie Aid and the Well-Known Strangers. It's Get Up. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I got to get up, put on my best vest, and I peel myself out the door. Any use in being clever here? They have heard it all before, and I guess this is my shot in hell. I guess this is my saving grace. If I can make it here, if I can make it here, I can make it. I couldn't make it to any place. Get up, get up, get up, get up now. Get up.
get up, get up, get up now. Get up, get up, get up, get up now. Get up, get up. Look at all them cool kids and all of that young, hot blood. Spit dripping from their lips. They're just waiting to show you what they're made of. And I may be late to this beautiful game that is always defying me. I play along like your favorite song. Kids and all of that young hot blood spit dripping from their lips. It reminds me.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Electric Spanking there and Good People is a groovy song to kick your Saturday night off. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin with brand new Rogue Electrics. Along for the ride on Max Inc. Radio. Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is brand new music from Rogue Electric there. Woo. That's from their new live album called Circuit Breakers. And that was a long for the ride. They're really good. And Rocker, I know you're just excited as I am about the breaking news that just happened today that we'll share with the people about the Rogue Electric and where they're performing in 2 weeks from today.
Oh, I was wondering if you knew, Jimmy. That's a really new addition.
I know. I don't know.
Terry's in the dark right now.
I don't like that. I like to be in the know.
The Rogue Electric will be here in the studio playing live in the lair. On the 22nd.
Oh.
Yes.
Well,
coming up.
If that was an example, that is going to be a hot show.
They are good.
Uh-huh.
They are great.
Wow. Okay. Good to know. Thank you for telling me.
You're welcome.
I was going to look it up because I couldn't remember the actual date I had booked them. And Jimmy's like,
he's got it.
Know.
He's got
know.
It. Yeah. I didn't know. So thank you, you guys. And oh my gosh, everyone, that's going to be a great show.
That's going to be a great show in 2 weeks. The Rogue Electric at 9 o'clock during Live in the Lair. Max Inc. on Civic Media. Jimmy K. Rocker. Terry Barr. And your phone calls and text, 844-967-2789. Call or text us right from the Civic Media app. We got Marta Hansen coming up live in the lair. Dustin Boyle's in studio. We'll have a chat with him. We'll talk all about the new Gamma Ray bar. Speaking of bars, I had lunch today on the way to the studio, as I always do.
Yes, yeah, where'd you go this week? Have a food report. I love it.
So my buddy Uber Doug, you would know Uber Doug, Rocker.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He and his
crawfish guy.
Yep. He and his buddy Scott, they're at Robert Plant tonight.
Oh, that is tonight.
Yeah.
What a beautiful night for it.
Robert Plant, Bree Stevens. Mm-hmm. We stopped at Caribou, and I had a bratwurst.
Ooh.
Brat and a fry with sauerkraut and onion. Get away from me. Good thing there's glass here, right?
Right?
How was it?
It was delicious.
Oh, Caribou is fabulous.
You know, the Caribou on East Johnson Street is
in
one
Madison,
of those quintessential bars that you must visit often.
The Boo.
It's just a great hometown bar.
I agree. I haven't been there in a while, and now you're making me hungry for going there
right
again.
Right on East Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
Right next to the laundromat. You know, when I lived on the Isthmus on East Dayton Street, every Wednesday or Thursday was laundry day. Throw the clothes in the washer, walk next door, and have a beer.
Yeah, that's how it works
walk
in Madison.
Back next door,
that's beautiful.
Take the clothes out of the washer into the dryer, go have more beer.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And then have a second beer so you could delay folding and anger the person waiting for the dryer.
Yeah, because that's the worst part.
How do you get home?
You stumble.
You just
hope
carry,
you live close.
Yeah, carry your laundry basket home.
Who knew that laundry and alcoholism go hand in hand, you know?
Whatever it takes to get through laundry.
You know, I had pizza from Doughboys last night. I stopped in there. And, you know, they have this amazing Detroit pizza, Detroit cut crust, you know, which has the pepper jack and around
to the
outside.
Edge. To the edge of the crust, yeah.
Mm. I'm telling you, I had pepperoncinis put on there. And, you know, usually you go to a restaurant and they'll have, like, you know, slices of pepperoncini. They put entire pepperoncini peppers on the whole pizza and baked it with it on it.
Whoa.
I mean, this Detroit pizza, man.
Wow. And the Doughboys, obviously. Okay, so kind of the north side of Madison.
Right.
They're
the
all
Falbo's.
About that awesome crust, though, right? And then they build around the crust.
Yeah.
Doughboy.
And,
yeah.
Well, I read the story that he started the restaurant with his kid because him and his kid were out trying to find, you know, good ingredients. They had to start making their own pizzas because they wanted to find a better quality pizza with, you know, really good ingredients.
Mm.
And so this is what they created. And they said, well, let's start this restaurant. I have to say their pizza is one of the best in Madison.
It's the crust, obviously, but also that sauce
from
that 100-year-old family recipe.
Yes. And they give you a choice.
I'm hungry.
You know, you can click on, you know, the regular sauce or heavy sauce, you know.
Oh, we like heavy sauce.
Yeah, heavy. Heavy.
Mm, okay, that's it. That's got to be on the list
and
for
curly
ASAP.
Fries.
They
have curly fries. They have curly fries.
All right, we need to order takeout before we get Dustin Boyle in there. We're going to talk about the Gamma Ray Bar next on Max Inc. Radio.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Madison, it's time to rock the Gamma Ray. The Max Inc. Concert Series, Friday, June 14th, with Eddie 8 Dynamite.
All about that girl.
Iron Plow. And Marston. The Max Inc. Concert Series live at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison. Get advanced tickets now at GammaRay.bar. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media. Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison Market is hot right now. So get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. MoveToMadison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. MoveToMadison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. Spring is in the air.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hope your Saturday evening is going well. Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music until midnight. Rocker, Jimmy K., Terry Barr
hello,
with you.
Hello, hello.
The next guest, or our first guest this evening, is a good friend of all of ours because he makes things sound good.
He does.
He's like BASF.
Yes. Exactly.
He's our local BASF sound engineer.
Wow. It's
Dustin Boyle.
Yay! Hi, Dustin.
What's up, Dustin? Oh, let's turn your microphone on. Look,
make it nice.
Is my mic off? I was going to say, I don't think I hear myself.
There you are.
The ironic part of that, Dustin is the sound engineer. He now hates me.
I don't hate anyone.
I think Jimmy K was just so fired up that you're here.
I love you, Jimmy.
Aww,
it's good
you
to
guys.
See you, brother.
It's good to see you guys, too.
First of all, the t-shirt, the Dogs of War t-shirt, I love that, man.
Old school.
I like that. That song from them, Go, is always one of my favorites.
A good one for sure.
Yeah.
I miss those guys.
Dude, you're doing sound up at the Gamma Ray.
A little bit, just getting them started mostly. But yeah, we got put the sound system together for them and making sure it's tuned and acceptable for the community.
How does it feel to be back there? Because you did a lot of work at the Frequency, which was two names ago, basically. But the Frequency was so successful.
Surreal. I'm not going to lie. Opening night kind of felt like a dream sometimes.
Really?
I was like, wow, is this actually happening?
And is the sound where you used to be in that big, it's still in the same place. So it's like you're just kind of going home again.
Yeah, even like last night as I was kind of wrapping cables up on stage, I was like, I can't believe this is real.
Does it feel good?
It does. It does.
And it's working from what I'm hearing. Yeah. I mean, that first night sold out. Yep. And now there's been awesome stuff every single night
well,
since.
Well, karaoke pretty much every day. So
karaoke's cleaning up.
And it's a good karaoke system, I must say.
Oh. It's in the front and in the back is what I've heard. But
mostly in the front right now. We will expand to the back eventually.
Well,
we don't have monitors and screens back there yet.
Well, here's what people want to know.
Yes.
Like, what's the new club like? I mean, most people haven't been there. Most people are wondering, like, did they make it wider? Did they make it skinnier? Is it longer? Is it fatter, wider? Taller, skinnier.
Well,
what's up?
The ramp is gone.
The ramp is gone.
That's good.
The ramp up to the stage. It's basically the same sort of layout that was it Barley Pop had?
Barley Pop, yeah.
But we just basically took out the ramp and kind of redid the color scheme. It's, you know, the layout's the same, but it's a nice wide bar. Yeah, we restored the basement as much as we could. There's no giant cooler down there
either. Are the ghosts happy down in the basement?
We did have our first ghost.
No.
Oh, no
oh,
way.
Tell us. I love this stuff.
One of the new bartenders, Michelle, she was just downstairs filling a liquor box. And the box itself, she watched it slowly tip over. And it was like flat on the ground. There was no weight on the sides. And it wasn't like a fast tip over. It was just this.
Here, watch this.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Okay.
And did she just stand there like, oh.
Yeah, she was spooked. So
I can't blame her.
Ghost story.
Wow.
And there's part of the bar from the Frequency
there is.
With some of the stickers, right?
Yes. We have a section.
I love that.
That we have installed
too.
That you can sit at. It's for nostalgia purposes.
You gotta have that. You and do. Then I heard who was it? Donated a disco ball.
Oh, I'm not sure who donated it, but yes, we
have I think it was a band that actually brought it in. It was like, you guys need a disco ball.
Was it VO5, maybe?
Who knows?
It could have been our favorite
band. They need their disco
the
ball, Jimmy.
That's so great.
Might be our favorite band from the crib.
Right.
It is. It is. Now that you said it, yep, that is what I heard.
It's amazing. Dustin Boyle here with us, working some sound over at the Gamma Ray Bar. So happy to have that place up and running again. And I'm excited to see all the shows come. We have a big show coming up on June 14th, the Maxine Concert Series with Eddie A, Dynamite, Iron Plow, and Marston.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good
Should
time.
Be a great show.
Well, what's going on over at the spaceship.tv these days and your recording studio? What bands are you working with right now?
We just did a taping for Def Sonic. So that's going to be something we release soon. It was going to be released earlier, but everything with the Gamma Ray just kind of delayed me.
Oh, sure. I bet. That's probably been full plus time job.
Yeah. It actually was a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
It took a fair chunk of my time to get that place going. So
are you glad you did it though? That you were in there from the ground up.
It was a lot of work, but I am very happy. It's, you know, I get to see all the smiling faces at karaoke and stuff, and it's like, yeah, okay.
Oh,
we did this.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. That is so cool. Oh, I remember the first time I walked into it was the Frequency at that time, and just thinking, I feel like I'm in New York City at a bar or something. Mm. It had that feel to it. So I can't wait to go back there again.
Yeah, I was happy and I'm honored that Kevin asked me to do it. Oh. So I was very happy to help him in that space.
So that's so great.
I can't wait for him to succeed at his place, and it's going to be another magical place.
Well, and you make everything sound so great there. That's another thing I remember. It always sounded good.
Well,
any band. Oh,
shucks.
Big sound.
Well, I think we saw everything from Lords of the Trident to Damsel Trash, and I'm just thinking, you know, these are all kinds of different sounds that you're playing with, and it always just so good.
Well, you know, an interesting sidebar, though, is that all those are recorded.
Yeah, somewhere I just have to do something with them.
Every show that you saw at the Frequency, right, he's got recorded.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
I've been trying to put him up on a nice big shared drive, but it seems to always never work.
So. Sure that's how much there is, right?
Technology is so weird sometimes.
I bet you there's some old GBK shows from the
that's
Tuesday
night. Yeah.
Yep. I would not doubt that.
Yeah, I would not doubt that either. Let's keep those buried.
Some Bomblastica, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
So going back to the spaceship, are you doing anything with the spaceship.tv these days?
It's been a little bit more dormant. Like I said, we're going to maybe do select shows here and there. Actually, part of my gear is actually at Gamma Ray on borrow right now. So I can't do a whole lot at the moment. We have one at war piece of equipment was on back order, so I had to loan a little chunk of my spaceship.
Ah, that was nice. What does it take to get in a place and then you having your own thing that you're already doing, but then Kevin says to you, come help me with my new Madison bar? I mean, did you think, oh, this is going to be fun? But I mean, it takes a village to kind of make it happen, doesn't it?
I will say, if it was any other person at any other location, I would have said no. But when Kevin approached me and asked me to do it, like I just got this gleeful tingle.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, I kind of have to do this, don't I?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I used to design sound systems a lot, so I've done this for 20 years. It was just a matter of kind of, like my nature, you know?
That's awesome.
Look at you, 20 years, suddenly like an adult over here.
I know, it's crazy.
Don't adult.
You know, I don't do the install much anymore, so it was kind of like a one last, I'll do this for Kevin, because again, that space, and with Kevin at the helm, it's going to be something amazing.
So yes.
Everybody's super excited about it. The Gamma Ray Bar, 119 West Main, is that
121.
Right? 121.
Okay.
I've been screwing up that address quite a bit. But you know where it's at. You don't have to tell me. If you come to Madison, we'll take you right there. We'll buy you a beer.
Oh, we'd
like
be
that.
Happy to.
And once again, the Maxine Concert Series happening June 14th at the Gamma Ray Bar. It's going to be a great show. Eddie A. Dynamite, Iron Plow is playing. Marston is going to be there as well. It'll be Rocker's first show playing on stage there at the Gamma Ray.
Ooh.
You've got to be pretty excited about that.
Well, I am pretty excited about that because we're getting in right at the beginning, right? This will be the second week of existence, and Iron Plow is going to play there. We're going to have a good time, and Eddie A. Dynamite is going to be so fun to see.
Yes, yeah. I agree.
I'm sure the place will be packed and well-dressed as well. Hey, Dustin, great to see you.
Yay!
Thank you for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you for having me come in.
So exciting.
Appreciate you. Thanks for all you do. People want to connect with you, maybe hire you to record their music. How do they do that?
The best way is just to get a hold of me at my email. It's just DustinKBoyle@gmail.com these days. I try to keep it simple.
There you go.
It's smart because there's way too much other stuff. Yeah, good stuff for you. Can't wait to see you.
We also have booking at thespaceship.tv.
There you go.
There you go.
But also there's gamma ray booking at gmail.com.
So much for keeping it simple.
If you want to get a hold of the gamma ray for booking. Those that want to play shows.
So good.
Hey, Dustin, thank you.
Thanks,
nice to see you, brother. Let's do some Jake O. We're waiting for new music from this guy right now. This is Dreamland. Feel Your Love. This is Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
Not very often I get to play Robert Plant on the radio, but I thought tonight would be the perfect night since he's in Madison.
You thought about going to the show, Bree Stevensfield.
So originally I was camping
this weekend. Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
But the camping trip got delayed by one day. And then I go to Robert Plant. I know Doug was going, but Marta Hansen is here tonight, so I wanted to see Marta play live in the Laird tonight.
And she's fabulous.
You know what Robert Plant said about that song when it came out?
What's that?
He said, "I can't wait to sue myself."
Yeah, right.
Oh, wow.
Of course, that song, Tall Cool One, off of Now and Then, what was that, released back?
Late 80s?
Late 80s, yeah. It was a good album, I thought. I loved Ship of Fools on that album. Was really good.
Oh, yeah.
The song Now and Then, the title track, is really good. You know, it's typical Robert Plant. It's awesome music. And he's playing with Alison Krauss tonight.
Yes.
At Bree Stevens.
Yes. Yep.
I'm not so familiar with her, but Rocker, you was telling me about
she's terrific.
A song they recorded together.
Oh, well, they have quite a few songs.
Yeah,
out.
Not only do they do their own stuff, but they do a lot of old folky stuff that's you know, like sometimes I don't know, English or Irish or I don't know what you'd call it. And then they also do a bunch of Led Zeppelin covers.
That's so cool.
And they always have spectacular musicians. Tonight, J.D. McPherson is playing guitar with them.
No kidding.
Oh yeah, yep. And I believe it's. I don't know if it's her husband or her brother. I don't know the name, but I know that Krauss is the bass player. So, and it's really good stuff. So look up their NPR Tiny Desk concert. Yep. It's really good.
It'll We've seen some stuff slice. On TV of them a couple of times. It's so good.
Amazing.
And it shows off his voice in such an incredible way.
Oh, yeah. And you know, you're like, wow, it's not not like Led Zeppelin, Robert Plant, but it's awesome.
You know, I wanted to knock on the door of the tour bus and say, "Hey, Robert. Come on down to the radio station.
Can you sign my chest?
Have a summer shanty and hang out with us for a while.
And an interview with us.
Yeah, why not? You know, all the cool kids are doing it, you know?
No.
Hey, we got a double dip of Bodachita coming up here, Rocker, and they are playing a Max Inc. radio show for us soon. We'll give you all the details on that soon. Wow. Plus, we'll give you some more information about some Atwood Fest stuff. It's Max Inc. Saturday night. Let's do the brand new one from Eddie Berth.
Crying. It turns out her husband is dead. Well, she's old and she's weak. She yearns to be seen, but her beauty and youth have just fled. I said, hold on, this lady is crying. It turns out. So you're too quick to ignore, but that bottle of whiskey's just part of his history. His mind, it was fried in the war. I said, hold on, this gentleman is shaking. His eyes, you're too quick to ignore. All of that bottle. Oh,
with a guide to be safe. Now I don't know what it's like to march towards the light, but I'll bet you I'm sure to have faith.
Local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over 4 different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes. videos during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year, and what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Niña climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.